Hi, I'm Jackie, and I'm watching Survivor.
Hi, I'm Molly, and I'm suffering through Survivor.
And now the latest scourge on television, reality TV.
I think AI is editing it now.
I don't know who is, but whoever is needs to go away.
I really think the problem is in the editing, like, and the fucking journeys, and all the other things that I've mentioned, but like at the heart of it, you can have all of that repetitive stuff and the dumb journeys, but you could still tell a good story, but these editors are not telling a good story.
It's not just the editing though. I mean, even the music.
There was one section.
It's supposed to complement the scene. It's not supposed to take you out of the scene. And it was like circus music.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. Where was it? Because I made a comment on that.
It's like trying to be overly bombastic compared to what you're seeing on the screen.
I don't know.
It's insane. I don't care about
the
anybody.
The challenge
anymore.
Music was a circus nightmare. I said, what is this challenge music? It sounds like a circus nightmare.
Exactly. Ugh. And the challenge itself, what the hell was that?
The same thing that every challenge is, an obstacle course where you unlock and untie stuff and then you throw things at stuff. Optional puzzle maybe sometimes.
You know what that obstacle course reminds me of? Every time they do something like that, that's like something that I had on elementary school playground. Right?
It really was. And highlighted by like the challenges we saw last night in Australian Survivor, the fucking cart that they built that they go down like a little homemade roller coaster, man.
American Survivor is phoning it in, completely phoning it in.
And there was one commercial asking for contestants that Jeff like legit tripped in, and they didn't bother to like do another take or anything. They were just like, oh, this is fine. Let's just do the one where the host trips.
Ugh. I think I got 30 or 45 minutes into this week's episode. Mm-hmm. And nothing had happened.
Yeah.
I'm staring at the clock and I'm staring at the episode and I'm like, literally nothing has happened.
I feel like they're doing this thing where they tease somebody possibly being medevaced every episode and they tease somebody possibly quitting every episode. Like,
that's not drama.
No. And Jem feels like she was doing all that just for drama's sake, and I'm bored at her, and I'm not really mad that she's gone.
Oh, I'm not upset that she's gone either. I mean, there was no point to what she was doing. She was bored.
Mm-hmm.
So what if you pin it on somebody else? That and what, you're gonna show up with an idol later without a backstory on your own idol? You know, you're not going to make friends that way because you just sent everybody down a rabbit hole digging in an ant mound, you know, in a previous
tribe's poop.
A previous season's poop pile. And because you're bored?
And Jeff's insistence on making the new era happen. Like, Fetch is not going to happen, Gretchen Wiener.
Exactly.
Like, the longest tribe without a win in the new era.
Or the longest without a win in the new era.
Oh, God.
You know, the season that they took Stephanie down to a tribe of one.
Yeah. Like, a race. He's so enamored with this new era, and I don't... Is he going through, like, some kind of mental health crisis? Like, do we need to be worried about Jeff?
I don't know, but... Revisionist history bugs me so much because you have just discounted everybody else that did things that were more difficult.
Yeah.
And it's so insulting to everybody that came before because they had longer seasons.
Yep.
You know, they had, you know, a different water situation. You know, they didn't weren't provided a well,
And
you
almost
know.
always harsher environments too.
Exactly. You know, and I think it's really, really disrespectful to everybody who played before that this is an quote unquote easier season for the contestants, but he's acting as though this new era is so difficult. No, it's not.
Yeah, and we got
Com compared
another.
to what they had before, no, it's not.
No, definitely not. Oh, it's so short. It's so short. And I hate, I know I say this every time, but I hate the three tribe thing. I hate it with a burning passion.
Exactly.
And we've this is episode five, and this is only the third vote that we've had at Tribal Council.
Exactly.
It's annoying and weird.
And one of them wasn't even a vote.
Yeah.
They just said, we don't like you.
Yep,
Go away.
bye. The what are y'all talking about montage was pretty cute though. Like that was a bright spot in the episode.
It was cute, but it was unnecessary because that felt so high schoolish.
Yeah.
Because if I walk into a situation, I'm not just going to walk in and assume what you're talking about. I'm going to say, hey, what are you guys talking about?
Yeah. Yeah. And I felt a little bit like they might be giving Kenzie a winner's edit this episode.
So you think Kinsey is getting a winner's edit?
Yes.
I just don't think so.
I don't want her to be, but like I feel like the only acceptable person that could win right now is Hunter and maybe Ben. Like those are the only people who I'm rooting on in any way whatsoever, and it's not even like a strong rooting on them.
I think Charlie is getting a winner's edit.
I can see that. Oh my God, the Swifties would lose it.
Yes.
Charlie's totally gonna win, dude. Charlie's totally gonna win because that will
Oh
get the
God.
Swifties into Survivor and that will revive. Oh my God, this all makes sense now.
Okay, Illuminati. No.
Charlie is totally gonna win. He's my winner pick now.
No.
You have convinced me.
That would align, wouldn't it?
It really would. Like, look what it did for football. If anything, it's a test. Oh, I did like also the scene of Tim talking to the Tiki Man.
I thought that was cute, but it wasn't enough.
Yeah. He's showing glimmers of personality and glimmers of hope. But it's all just glimmers.
But he was the one that Jim wanted to pin the Beaver advantage on.
Yeah. With seemingly no logic on her end.
Now, let's talk about the journey.
Ugh. Okay.
Because, first of all, Yanu wins and they win some pastries and fruit, right?
Yes.
Well, before Q can go back and enjoy that because they haven't really eaten or had fire in a record-breaking 11 days, so he gets picked to go on the journey. I would have looked at those two girls and said, one of y'all is going on this journey because I'm hungry.
Yeah. Or like
So
make some arrangement where they save a third of everything for him.
that's what they said they did by the time he got back. But, you know, if I'm standing there, I would look at Jeff and say, can I have a few bites of that before I go on this journey? Because I'm hungry right now.
Yeah.
He really didn't seem to mind walking away from that food that they won.
No, not at all. He seems like easygoing, but then like also super stressed out and like
Yeah, he's got some conflicting motivations there. I don't know what his deal is.
yeah, he is an interesting character.
So they get to the Journey Beach. And then all of a sudden, Q pipes up and suggests a six-person alliance between the three of them and all of their number ones that will run the game to the end.
Yeah.
Now, okay, if if somebody just walked up to you and you don't know this person, and they're in an opposing tribe, and all of a sudden they're suggesting this six-person alliance to run the game, my question would be, are you on the outs with your own people? Why are you coming to me?
Yeah, like, I wrote down, like, why does you... On the journey, it seems like every time Yana just goes and blabs their mouth about something that they shouldn't be even trying to do.
Right, but why do you want to leave your people and come work with me? You don't know me. For all I know, you snore in your sleep, and I don't like you.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? That's ridiculous. I can never make sense out of people trying to make side alliances with people that they met 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that bothers me so much about these short seasons, because that's pretty much all the alliances that you can make. There's no room for, like, real development of anything.
No.
It's very sad.
No, and even the tribes that have not been to tribal council, they're completely confused as to where their allegiance lies because they haven't had to test it.
Yeah.
You know, so was Jem the most logical person to go? Maybe, maybe not.
I'm glad it wasn't Ben.
I'm glad it wasn't Ben, too. But, you know, she couldn't even read the room well enough to not leave with an idol in her pocket.
Yeah, I was really surprised she didn't play it. But then glad, because I did not want Ben to go. And it's so hard with all of these advantages and bewares, and it's so hard to keep track of who has votes and who doesn't have votes, and just make it a little bit more simple.
Well, and Maria had no reason to burn her second vote.
No, none at all. She's like a not, like, I keep forgetting that she's there until somebody says Maria, and then I'm like, do they mean Mariah? Like, every time that's what my brain does.
I just don't like these people.
I do not care two shits about them.
No.
And I'm just sad at the destruction of something that was once great. And I keep having this, like, glimmer of hope that it's going to turn around, but it gets smaller and smaller every single week.
Well, there's nothing going on. There truly is nothing going on.
And the challenges are like nothings. They're nothings. And I would much rather have a reward. Well, now I have to think about that, because would I want a reward challenge if this is a level of challenge that I'm getting?
No.
Oh, and can we talk about how dumb the challenge was at the beware advantage?
Exactly. That was ridiculous.
Like, who can do that? Aside from maybe, like, a few super fans with good visual memories.
I don't know, but it was, and I thought it was hysterically funny. First of all, you know, here's, you know, the Survivor producers are trying to make a challenge that would, you know, reward people who can, you know, list the episodes in order chronologically. Okay, great. So you've got a super fan up there. Yeah, he should be able to do this. But no, he explains that his college roommate shared Survivor with him and only showed him the guy's favorite episodes first. So he doesn't even know the order of the show.
I know. It was, I loved watching his logic play out on how he put them in order and stuff. And I thought the inclusion of all the clips was a little bit heavy-handed and unnecessary.
Oh, yeah. Very unnecessary. Very unnecessary.
I definitely didn't need to see Debbie again, for sure.
Well, it's like they're inserting a sales pitch for you to watch previous seasons within the current season.
Yeah, like it felt very forced in a way, like either that or they're building up for something for the 50th season where they're going to bring people back, which I think is inevitable. Like, I feel like they can't not do that in a 50th season.
Of course they're going to do that, you know, and...
And then I went down this whole path in my brain about if they did like a U.S. versus Australian Survivor, I would definitely 100% want the Australian Survivor people to produce it.
I don't think that's ever going to happen.
I don't think so either. But if it does, I don't want U.S. to have their hands on it at all.
No.
at all.
No, and I cannot imagine a group of Australian veteran players playing in Fiji. These American
days.
These American Survivor games, they would just look at it and go, I'm not even doing that. That's beneath me. You know, why am I going to play on elementary school playground equipment and think that I've been challenged? No.
They're going to do the monkey bars next week.
Exactly.
And you remember those like diamond things on the playground that were like, they looked like gems made out of iron bars?
Exactly.
I loved those.
But, you know, then you take an American veteran Survivor player from the new era, quote unquote, you know, and put them in an Australian challenge.
They would crumple.
Exactly.
They would, could you like, when we were watching the really rough challenge from episode 2 on Australian Survivor last night.
Yeah, retrieving like, the sandbags and wrestling over them. Yeah.
Insert like how an American Survivor player would fare in that. And it would not. It would be terrible.
No.
It would be terrible.
Wouldn't happen.
No, there's no way that would happen. None at all. Zero. Period. End of story.
Can you see Liz? Or
Liz
Mariah?
Would dominate that.
No, Liz from American Survivor this season.
Oh, I thought you meant Liz from the other season.
No.
Oh, God, no, she wouldn't even try. She'd probably be like allergic to the sand or something.
Exactly.
I hope them not showing her a lot lately means that she's just going to get like a quiet exit somehow, but I worry that it might be ramping up to a big arc at the end.
I don't see how. Maybe she's going to be medevaced and they'll give her some.
I think they're definitely, like I said earlier. Oh, sorry, say again.
Maybe they'll give her some food she's not allergic to.
I feel like they're definitely like teasing another medevac or quit or something. Because the last few episodes, they've like opened with somebody talking about quitting, even though Q was kind of using it as a tactic. Do you think any of the other two that went on the journey would have fared any better at the flag challenge?
What, at putting the logos in order?
Yeah.
No. Absolutely not.
I can't imagine anyone on the cast. Like, the only person that I think has a memory that could do it is Charlie. But he would have had to obsessed over it.
Correct. And it to call that a Survivor trivia challenge is an insult.
It really is.
It's not really Survivor trivia. It's rote memorization of those logos. I mean, who's going to sit there and hold up two logos and go say which one came first?
Yeah. And you it's know, a very unfair challenge for someone who has no visual memory.
Well, it's not just that, but let's say, for example, the challenge was match up the logo with that season's winner.
That might be easier.
That would make more sense.
Yes. I don't know what they're doing. They're merging or something next week. Do you think it's going to be a proper merge or it's going to be
of course not. It's mergatory, I'm sure.
Oh. It's just Jeff gets so hard about like the weirdest shit. I hope there's no more shots in the dark played. I just want those to go away.
Oh, they don't make any sense at all. And it really shouldn't be a threat either.
No, and I hate it that people keep using it as one.
Because it's only been used once.
Yes, yeah, successfully.
Correctly. So why is it even a threat?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Besides that, another reason why it should never be a threat is when you're going into tribal, you should always have a plan A and plan B anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So who cares if there's a shot in the dark?
I don't know. I hope there's no journey. There won't be a journey. There will be no more journeys after next week because they'll all be together. Praise Jesus. Praise Jonathan. It's like medicine to watch it now.
It is.
It's like somebody's making me get an IV of something for 45 minutes or however the fuck long it is now. It's not that much longer with these 90-minute episodes, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but like I was saying, I kept looking at the clock and going, okay, there's nothing significant that has happened in this episode that I believe will contribute to any story for the rest of the season. What are we doing?
They're doing a terrible job of building any kind of story or making you care about anybody. But the only people that I think you care about are the ones that are naturally like charismatic and likable and just comfortable with themselves enough that it shines through. Like Ben and Hunter, I think, would fall under that category too. And probably even Charlie. Maybe Kenzie. I don't know. I'm still on the fence about her.
I don't like her.
I'm still on the fence. I don't know. But now my winner pick to the end is Charlie, and that's the end of the story because the Taylor Swift tick. And if he does win, I don't know what my brain is going to do.
If he wins, he better thank Taylor Swift at the final tribal.
I think I might write a blog about this, about the Charlie winning for the Swifties, and I don't know. I have to think about this. Mm-hmm. There's something there. All right. Do you have anything else you want to say about this?
It sucked.
It did. And I feel like next week is going to be more of the same, but hopefully we get like a reward challenge or they have some kind of feast or something.
Or at least a auction.
I would love an auction, but Jeff has said pretty vocally that, he doesn't really want to do an auction again because it's too much work. Too much work to prepare food for the contestants.
Shut up, Jeff.
Like, that's the lamest excuse I've ever had. I mean, you have to prepare food for the crew anyway. Like, fucking just use that for the auction.
Maybe they can't afford any good food and they'll just have, like, Snickers and Kit Kat bars and stuff.
They would love that. Plus, they could get the shit sponsored and the cost of the ad buy would more than enough cover the cost of the food in the kitchen to prepare it in. And they're in the same island. God, this is making me more angry now that I think about it. They're at the same island for like a million seasons. They could build a fucking kitchen near where they hold the auction.
You would think they already have it.
Oh my God, I'm so angry. I think we did the thing.
We did the thing.
I have been Jackie.
I've been Molly.
Stay tuned, but to us, not to Survivor.